It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Good evening and welcome. It is season number 27, I believe, for myself, as we get started for the 2013-2014 edition of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO. And, yeah, wasn't sure if I was going to be back for another year, but I am certainly back and can't wait to get this whole campaign started. We are at Harpersville tonight, the home of the Hornets, and they'll take on the Afton Crimson Knights tonight in a game that has both teams out to different kinds of starts. We've got the Afton team out to a 2-0 lead, and in the finals of the Skenevis tournament, which was postponed today, so they have to wait till Saturday to play the champion, other winners of the first round, which was Skenevis. They beat Hancock, and they also beat Bainbridge Guilford in a game, believe it or not, 3 weeks ago on my mother's birthday, November the 19th. Harpersville comes in at 0-3. They've lost to Edmiston, Windsor, and Stamford in the young season, but those are all non-league games, so they hope to get this MAC debut underway in good style tonight. The JVs of Harpersville outlasted Afton 49-14. They had a 15-point lead at one point, and Afton came back to make it close 49-44. Well, we've got a lot of our usual sponsors and a new sponsor for this year in terms of our special awards. Let's get right to it. Our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. It's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in our game tonight. Our broadcast, as always, a presentation of WCDL Sports, with the rights granted by Section 4, so any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And don't forget, not only FM 101, AM 1490, but we have been streaming live for a couple of years now. We are at WCDOsports.com, not just tonight's game, but all the games this season. And you can always log in and find older games that have already been logged in, including some of the exciting games from last year, which include the Harpersville Lady Hornets making it all the way to the state finals in Class C. Because of the length of the JV game, they shaved a few minutes off of the warm-up, so there's only about 8 minutes to go. Let's hear from some of our terrific sponsors. We do have a new award sponsor coming up. We'll tell you about that as it gets going. Afton versus Harpersville, a MAC opener for both teams in boys. And we're at Harpersville. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
These new McDonald's CBO sandwiches are good.
So good.
They could have their own theme song.
Yeah, like Awesome Burger of Beauty, topped with white cheddar cheese, Applewood smoked bacon and grilled onions too. Yeah!
Maybe not that theme song.
Why? What?
With cheddar bacon onion quarter pounders and crispier grilled premium chicken sandwiches, there's more crave to love.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, limited time only.
Some prefer it hot. The hot McCafe mochas, lattes, premium roast coffee, and more from McDonald's. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone prefers saving big during McCafe Mondays. Join us for McCafe Mondays in December and get a small peppermint mocha for $1. Yep, just $1, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More McCafe deals to love. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction. construction debris, or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sitte, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it is an experienced team at Harpersville. A lot of seniors and a mix of senior influence and some underclassmen help for the Apton Crimson Knights. Dick Winans, a lot of his starters back from last year and a lot of his role players. And really, looking at, they graduated Mitch Decker, who was a MAC All-Star. But they had a core of players that really, when they really did click, it looked like they could be in the top four of the MAC this year. Of course, they didn't wind up that way last year. But with those guys back, and I'm talking about guys like Joe Shearer, who's a senior, Matt Olin, who was a third-year player as a senior on the varsity. There's junior Darian Heath, who's their point guard. James Westfall, who had a hot game on the first game of the season. He had 16 against Bainbridge Guilford. And then you put in the guy who I think has the most potential of anybody in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, boys or girls, and that is sophomore Kyle Hinman. He is not disappointed. Now, he showed last year that he had times that he could be very dominant. As a freshman, that's tough to say, but being 6'4", it certainly helps. And there were times that you just saw, well, he's a freshman, he's going to make those kind of mistakes. This year, he's off to a great start. He had 24 in the season opener against Bainbridge Guilford. He had 18 in the win against Hancock. For Apton, they defeated BG on the 19th of November. Like I said, earliest game I can ever remember in almost 30 years. 67-58. They get out to a 20-6 lead the first quarter. BG kept it fairly close, and then Apton got back on track in the fourth quarter, outscoring BG 20-12. So Hinman had 24, Westfall had 16, and Darian Heath had the 2 3-pointers for the team at 18 overall. They were 7-for-14 from the line, and they had those 2 3-pointers. Then the Hancock win 53-43. They trailed by 10 after the first quarter. It was a high-scoring first quarter for Hancock, 20-10. They scored just 23 the rest of the way, being Hancock now. Apton, despite being 15-for-32 from the line, wow, that's a lot of misses. But they had a 34-15 second half that they smoked by the Wildcats, 53-43 in the Skenevis tournament opener. Skenevis won their game, so it will be Apton versus Skenevis this Saturday. For Harpersville, they got off to just a terrible start, and it hasn't gotten much better. 46-28 loss to Class D Edmiston. That was a home game. They did have 4 3-pointers, only got to the line twice, missed both shots. Tyler Graham, returning player, he had 8 points, and Colton West had 8. Graham had two of the 4 3-pointers for Harpersville. Windsor was the next game on the slate right before Thanksgiving. And that was a 64-29 loss. And there really isn't much to report in that one. I don't have stats anyway. And then on the 2nd of December, last Monday, they went out to Stamford and lost 56-42. They were 5-for-12 from the line. They had their season-best 5 3-pointers. Devin Dean got on track. He's one of their leading players from last year. He's a junior this year, younger brother of Mason, and older brother of Peyton, who had a good game before fouling out in the JV. He's about 6'3". Devin, 18 points. Tyler Gates with 9 points. They trailed 23-9 after the first quarter, and at least they didn't let that extend as they lost by the same 14 points that they trailed after the first quarter. So an 0-3 start, tough for Coach Sean Riley and his guys. But like I said, lots of senior leadership. You got Tyler Graham back for a third season, Tyler Gates back for a third season, Logan Dietzman, Silas Weckel, John Andrews, Matt Johnson, Colton West. Juniors are Devin Dean and Mitch Livermore. And that is the team. There are just nine players. Can't even scrimmage full unless they grab a JV player or something. So that's got to be tough for Coach Sean Riley. And kudos to the JVs for winning tonight with a roster of 2, 4, 6, 8. Actually, I think 9 because there were 4 on the bench throughout the ballgame. And they won that game. And sure, I say sure McElwain of the JVs because he's been the JV girls coach for a number of years. And he's moved over to the boys. And he's done, from what I saw tonight, did a nice job in coaching the boys. Not often you can say about a person that he or she can coach boys or girls and it doesn't matter. We are going to take a break because I think they're going to be setting up with the Section 4 disclaimer, and then they will have the national anthem. But before we go into that, let me just give you a tease for the rest of the games this week. First of 4 games this week. Tomorrow night will be at Sydney for the Green-Sydney girls matchup, 7:30 start. Thursday night will be a boys game. The same Afton Crimson Knights, they'll be hosting Bainbridge Guilford. And on Friday night, it'll be the Green and Sydney boys. And most games will start around 7:30 with on-air Chambers and O'Hare tip-off show at 7:15. They're finishing up the disclaimer, so let's step away for a break. When we come back, we will get the starting lineups for our season opener, the Harpersville Hornets hosting the Afton Crimson Knights. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Here we go, the starting lineups. Perfect timing. Joe Scherer, 6'2 senior. Matt Olin, second year starter, third year varsity player. There's their leading scorer, Kyle Hinman, 6'4 sophomore. James Westfall, a 6'3 senior, returning starter. Caleb Stuhler, a 6'3 junior, gets the start. I thought I was going to hear Darian Heath, but he's not in the starting lineup tonight. So it's a very tall team for the Afton Knights. Five junior Devin Dean. 5'11 senior, Tyler Gates, number 23, gets the start. 6'1 senior, number 4, Colton West. They list him at 6'1, he's Colton West. 22 is John Andrews. 6'2. And number 25 is Logan Dietzman, who gets the start at center. He looks like about 6'3". They didn't give me any heights for the Harpersville kids, so I listened as intently as I could. While we're waiting, don't forget, it's FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOsports.com streaming live. Hopefully we can find out where folks are logging in from. Oh, that was such a highlight last year to know that certain games had a lot of listenership across the country. We had 29 states, if I remember right, 29 states represented in the logging on last year for live high school basketball, and especially as the Harpersville girls got up in the state playoffs, it became even more. It was exhilarating. Been a regular at Glens Falls and, or semi-regular at Glens Falls and Hudson Valley Community College. Two boys state championships. We've been 0-4 in state girls finals. But here we go, live debut of the season, 2013-14. And tip is won by Logan Dietzman of Harpersville. So the Hornets will start out going to my right, which means they're away from the one scoreboard in this gym. They'll have the scoreboard to their advantage, as the home team would probably do. Getting away with a travel on the first drive is John Andrews, and his shot misses anyway. I mean, he just flat out took 2 steps before he dribbled the ball. So maybe the referees are in their season debut tonight, too. I saw both of them. They're very familiar faces. Nice steal there by Dean. Dean stops and pops with a 12-footer, but it's off the mark. It's short, and the rebound pulled down by number 40, Kyle Hinman. Hinman listed at 6'4", but he looks like he almost shrunk. A nice turnaround jump shot, and boy, he is silky smooth in the paint. And Hinman's basket gives our first score of the season and of tonight. Hinman already averaging 20 points a ball game. Dean from the outside. He goes for three and scores it. Devin Dean with an equally as an impressive shot. And so we've already got our first lead change of the ball game. 3-2 Harpersville. Hinman along the baseline. His shot off the mark. A little bit too strong. Tapped up there. Kept alive by Westfall. And now Olin for way out. Must have gotten blocked because it became an air ball real quick. Long pass up ahead. Way over the reach of Colton West. And Harpersville a little bit too quick for their own good, and it's turned back over to Afton. Just underway, 3-2. Shots made by Kyle Hinman for Afton, and right after that, a three-pointer by Devin Dean. And a pass thrown away Afton-wise. Olin looking for something down the middle, and that player had already cut to the wing. Afton playing in a zone defense right now, moving with everything. Kick out pass to Dietzman, missed shot. The turnaround by Andrews, way off the mark, wild shot. And Olin trying to block out Dietzman, gets called for the foul, and that's the knock on Matt Olin. It's been that way since he's been on the varsity. He is prone to quick fouls, and he's got his first one here. And a shot made by Harpersville, and I didn't see who
made that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, when you're on the side of the fans of the home team, you get the answer real quick. Tyler Gates with a basket. I was looking down at something else, and we got it now. So a shot forced in there by Colton West. It got partially blocked, retained by Harpersville, and from the corner, shot put up by Dean. That misses short. Rebound Olin. So Olin will play the point in lieu of Darian Heath not being out there. Shear from the outside, short. Rebound by Hinman, wild off the backboard, but he stumbles going back. He's fouled. I don't think that's on the shot. Well, I stand corrected. It will be considered on the shot. Fouls on Dietzman. Got a new scorebook with things in different places than I'm used to, so I got to get used to that. Shot by Hinman from the foul line is missed. I talked about Afton winning a game despite being just 15-32 from the foul line. But this time, one for two for Hinman, and it's a 5-3 ball game. Dean gets around Hinman on the zone, goes inside, bounce pass to West. Now they move it around really quickly. The West with a jump hook, no good, on the right baseline. Bad outlet pass. Luckily, Shearer is there to help get it. And his pass across underneath the basket of Harpersville, knocked away by Gates, and fortunate for Afton, they retain possession. 2-2-1 press put on by Harpersville. We'll see how they handle it. Shearer and Olin bringing the ball up. There's a travel by Olin, and there may need to be some personnel changes. I know Heath's their best ball handler, but he is in a warm-up on the bench, so possibly not able to play. I asked both coaches what their status is, and said there wasn't much change. And there's a pass that's simply off the hands of John Andrews, so some sloppy action first quarter. 4:30 to go, 5-3. Harpersville leading Afton. Shearer back to Olin. And again, he's trying to work it against this 2-2-1. Shearer gets to the three-point area. Lofts the pass way out there for Olin. Pointing on the shot clock. Ball knocked away by Dietzman from behind. They were going for Hinman. A no-look pass up and missed by West. Follow-up by Dean, and he draws the foul. Now, West appears to be their point guard, and he rolled his ankle earlier in the season. It says that he's now playing about 100%. He's got a pretty good brace on that right leg, or the right ankle. Shot up and in by Devin Dean. He's got a game-high 4 points, and that foul was on Joe Shearer. It's two team fouls on the Crimson Knights. Second shot for Dean is good. He's got five, and it's 7-3. In favor of the Hornets. Pass to Hinman. Hinman, one bounce and right back, and it's going to go back court. So whatever Harpersville's defense is doing, it is rocking the world of Afton in a negative way. Positive for Harpersville. No continuity to the Afton offense. And again, these guys are coming in here 3-0. Harpersville's 0-2. Or 2-0. Harpersville's 0-3. Moving in is Dean, an aggressive shot, misses off the back, and rebound to Dietzman. He stayed with it. And a three-second call will be on player away from the ball, Colton West. Ball turned back over to Afton. 2-2-1 is definitely giving them fits. Nice bounce pass to get through the defense by Olin to Shearer. Shearer back out to Olin. He didn't panic. To the left side, wide open, up for three, missed by Stuhler. First time he had the ball. Pass up ahead to West. And there's a bump and two bodies on the floor, one of each team. Going to be a Harpersville foul. Looks like Tyler Gates. No, check that. Colton West. All right, so Shearer, Stuhler, and Olin playing at a three-guard offense against the zone. They're going diagonal every pass. Nice puck cut to the middle by Hinman. Hinman, two bounces and done. He gives it up a little too quickly. Down low, the turnaround by Westfall just off the rim. Ball kept alive. It's underneath and finally controlled by Gates. Tyler Gates off to Dean. Driving down in. A reach-in foul by Stuhler, 6'3 junior for Afton. And it looks like we'll get our first substitution. I was thinking with 3 minutes to go in this quarter, might be time for a breather for somebody. Stuhler's first foul, third team foul on Afton. Hornets are 2-for-2 from the foul line. And the guy who's shooting them now is the guy who's 2-for-2. Dean, nothing but net. So he's got an older brother, Mason, who he played with for a couple of years. Mason, I believe, went to the Hartwick football roster, if I remember right. And he's got a younger brother, Peyton, who's an outstanding tall center on the JV team. And Dean has not seen the rim yet on his free throws. He is 4-for-4 and a game-high 7 points. It's a 6-point lead for the Hornets now, 9-3. Pass almost gets by Olin. Knocked away. He comes through the half-court stripe down to the corner. Stuhler inside, wide open, Westfall. And they break the press once and for all. 9-5. Right back quickly is Dean. Taking it to the hole and knocking over Matt Olin. That time he took the offensive. Dean will be called for it. One of the things Devin Dean is doing right now is he is, in the old days, he was a direct violation of the dribbling rule. He is sliding it up on his hand as he's taking three steps. He gets down the floor in a hurry because of that. Pass to the middle for him, and back door looking for Westfall. He couldn't get it, but he tapped it to Joe Shearer. Now Olin for a three, and it's short. Nice try by Caleb Stuhler to try to save it. Goes out of bounds. 9-5, first quarter action, 2:15 left at Harpersville. The Hornets and the Crimson Knights, the two schools will join together next year for football. Traveling violation in the wide open court by John Andrews. I'm always keen to see how the officials deal with the traveling situation. These guys have learned by watching the pros and now even college getting away with extra steps. They didn't get it there. Hinman driving in and substitution there. Silas Weckel is the guy who came in the ballgame. He's going to be called for his first foul. And it was as Kyle Hinman was driving, but they're going to say no shot. And they're actually going to call it on Dean, it looks like. Well, you would think it was the first game for both schools the way it's going, because it's just so, there's a lot of disorganization early on. Nice steal there by Gates up ahead to Dean. Lays it up, but it's too strong. Missed. Shearer with the ball. He's going to come up the left side. Stop at the three-point wing. 9-5 after trailing. They led 2-0 early, but it's been at Harpersville since then. Olin, swing pass to Shearer. Inside Hinman, he's double-teamed, and he lost it out of bounds. Kyle Hinman, full of energy. He is leaping constantly on defense, waiting for the ball to come over half-court. He was a soccer player and cross-country runner as the New York State Public High School finally allowed dual sports such as soccer and cross country. I don't know how many young men actually did that, or young ladies, but I know Kyle Hinman did, and I know Sydney's Dean Howard did. Now, where's the connection there? Howard's father is the business manager at Afton. That's probably where he heard about it. From the corner, missed by Gates, an air ball, caught by Shearer. Still 9-5, a minute 10 left in the first quarter. Afton really hasn't had too many good looks at the basket. The first basket was their best look, to be honest with you, and then they broke the press with Westfall inside. 20 on the shot clock. Good scrambling zone defense by Harpersville, causing double teams and almost a turnover, but it's knocked away by number one Tyler Graham in there, senior. He's in the ballgame now for Harpersville. Both teams playing zone. To the middle of the key, Hinman bumped by Dean, no call. Driving down is West, but he's too strong with his layup. Rebound Shearer up the court for a wide open Westfall. Up and over and good. Westfall with 4 points, both coming from the press break. 9-7. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Andrews over to the left side. Swish for Silas Weckel. His first basket draws cheers from the hometown crowd. 11-7. Hornets by 4 with 18 to go. Olin to the middle to Hinman, breaking the press. Just missing a backcourt. Hinman calling for the ball, but Shearer beats his man, shoots, scores. That's a two-pointer for Joe Shearer. Cuts it to two, and the first quarter has come to an end. They still don't have a loud buzzer here. in the land of the Hornets, but Harpersville with the first quarter lead, 11-9, as we get ready for more of live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport. Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
First possession of the second quarter belongs to Afton, and Joe Shearer puts up a shot close to where he made his last attempt, left wing, but this one misses, goes out of bounds, and Harpersville gets it, and we are now caught up. 11-9, the Hornets have led, but all for just a few seconds early. Led by Devin Dean with 7 points. A layup inside, missed. Second chance for Colton West, though, and he makes the most of that. That's one reason to stay with your shot. Olin just avoids the backcourt on the pass from Westfall. 18-foot jumper short. Ball tapped into the corner, trying to save it. Out of bounds, though, is John Andrews. So it's Joe Shearer, Kyle Hinman, Matt Olin, James Westfall, and Caleb Stuhler still in there. From the corner, missed. Stuhler, Shearer gets the rebound, passes inside to Westfall, and he's surrounded by Hornets. Dean again with that very questionable carry that's not detected, or it's, let's just say it's allowed by the officials, and he draws the foul. So I guess you take what they give you. Foul will be on Stuhler of Afton. That's his second, team's fourth. First player with two fouls. Dean, who was 4-for-4 the first quarter in free throws, misses the first one here. And we'll get a substitution. Mitch Livermore, Jr., replacing John Andrews. Our postgame sponsors, by the way, Meng Insurance doing the dynamic defense again, NBT Bank again with the outstanding offense, and this year, Echo Brands with the all-purpose award. Dean redeems himself on the free throw line, 4-for-5 now, or make that 5-for-6, and a timeout asked for by Coach Joe Winan. So with 7:10 left in the first half, 14-9, Harpersville leads the visiting Knights by 5. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So our main sponsors in place, you heard Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show already. You heard that our post-game still Meng Insurance, MBT Bank, and join now with Echo Brands. And can't forget, from the start, it's been the halftime report since 1986, Marabito Energy Products. All right, 14-9, Afton takes the ball again, as they did at the beginning of the second quarter. Olin driving in, almost lost it, got it back at the foul line, pass to Joe Shearer on the left baseline. He's caught in traffic, goes to Olin, back to Shearer, three-pointer from the left side, it's off the rim. Goes for the rebound, misses. Devin Dean gets the ball again. ball flicked away by Olin. Nice timing there. The five-point lead for Harpersville right now, their largest of the game. 14-9, 6:45 to go, second quarter. I'm not sure of all the other games tonight. Windsor is at Sydney, though, in a non-league game. Windsor handily defeated Harpersville, 64-29, a week or so ago. Ball is stolen away down on the Harpersville end. Olin gets up off the deck, comes back, crosses half court, gets the pass from Joe Shearer. Olin top of the key to Shearer, back to Olin. He's going to crank for three, short again. He's been short on every shot. Two air balls and two that hit the front rim. Nice steal by Joe Shearer. And he fakes, passes back to Olin, top of the key. Hornets changing their defense just a little bit. Nice pass, trickles down inside. Traveling violation on Hunter Vernon. Now, Vernon's listed as a 6'4 senior. He does not look 6'4 to these pair of eyes. Hinman definitely taller. They're both listed at 6'4. Nonetheless, they're on the court, and they're playing for Afton. Tyler Graham, don't want to get those two mixed up. Down past low to West, and kind of a sidewinder shot, but West gets it to go, and the lead extends to 7 at 16-9. They pass it into the right corner, back outside to Olin. Shearer on the left wing, back to Olin. They'll keep it on the perimeter for now. They've got him in bottled up. Olin forces a pass inside. Stolen away. Afton almost got it back, but then Tyler Graham gets it for the Hornets, and Harpersville starts the offense again. Out pass inside, knocked away by Olin, but into the hands of Dean. And that's going to call for Sean Riley's 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. Let me review the games that are going on for WCDO listeners and those logging on WCDOsports.com. Tomorrow night, Green at Sydney. Now, Sydney has returned all but one graduating senior, so they are back and very senior-heavy. They've also picked up Connor Decker, who transferred from Afton to Sydney. So that game will be at about 7:30. Of course, it's all hinging on JV games. Thursday night, Afton boys playing tonight. They'll play Bainbridge Guilford for a second time in less than a month. This one will count in league standings, though. BG at Afton on Thursday. And then Green at Sydney boys on Friday. Sydney's played one game, and that was against Suss Valley, losing 67-60. And they are almost a brand-new team. Shot from the outside, three-pointer up and good by Devin Dean, Harpersville's junior guard, leading all scorers with 11. And it's a 10-point lead, 19-9. Eight unanswered points for the Hornets. Olin driving in, backing up, and gets the call. It'll be a blocking call. Kids running rampant here in front of me. Now substitution. Dean comes out. Weckel comes out. Number 5 is in there. Matt Johnson, a senior. 25 returns. That's Dietzman, Logan Dietzman. And the inbounds play. I'm all confused. I thought Olin was fouled by Graham, but yet they let Harpersville take the ball in. Now Afton gets the ball in. Along the baseline, number 10 is in there now. That's Caleb Stevens. Two Calebs on the team. Now, that's not necessarily a common name. There's going to be a foul call on the far side. That's Matt Olin second. Always got to watch where he is and what he's doing foul-wise. He's a very aggressive player. He knows the game. He's got good court sense. He can get overly aggressive. From the outside, a three-point attempt put up by Graham. No good. He comes in to get his own rebound, though. Puts it up, and it passed it to Colton West. West with a shot. Graham doing a nice job of hustling after he missed his shot. 21-9. Olin against the zone, not penetrating at all. The shot three-pointer missed by Stevens, rebounded by Joe Shear. He can be a terror on those backboards. Pass inside Westfall. And there's a mix-up underneath. Oh, body's flying. And it'll be Harvardsville's ball. Shearer gets back in, as does Mitch Livermore. They were the ones on the floor, excuse me. Graham fakes, goes back outside to West. West with 6 points in this quarter. It'll be driving in was Johnson from the outside. Missed by Dietzman. Back outside now to start the offense at a fresh 35-second clock. Down to the 3:05 mark. The turnaround by West. No, he doesn't quite have possession of it. There's a possession arrow. Might be our first one of the night. So Matt Owen will sit down. So and he's replaced, by the way, by Caleb Stuhler. He's got two fouls. So when Coach Dick Winans was telling me about one player that it was still kind of injured, he didn't say who it was, but I think I know who it is. And another possession arrow this time will be in favor of Apton. And they need points. Under 3 minutes to go, 21-9. Harpersville having their way with a very aggressive zone, both a half-court zone and a full-court trap. Stevens down low, forced the pass to Hinman. Now Kyle Hinman, who had the first basket of the game and a free throw shortly after, has been unable to actually get the ball in for a look to the basket. All right, more subs. 23, Tyler Gates back in there. He's in the backcourt with Matt Johnson. There's Graham for three. Missed it. Nice rebound by Westfall. Oh, he can leap. Westfall, poor pass. And it's thrown away. Well, he did everything right until he made that pass. JV game won by Harpersville, 49-44. Johnson has it on the right wing, across to Graham. The bounce pass to Gates. Gates on the left side, takes it to the elbow. Pivots around, ball pops out of his hands. It's stolen by Stevens, and then another wild, crazy pass that gets away from Joe Shearer. Apton trying to do too much too fast. And Harpersville coach Sean Riley's got to be downright pleased at how his team is performing so far, knowing he's coming in without a win and averaging just 33 points a game. His team's already got 21. Nice pass by Gates to Logan Dietzman on the other side of the key. Gates was on the left side, drew a double team, looked behind him and saw his wide open teammate Logan Dietzman, who converted. 23-9, steal by Dean. Again with that questionable ball handling, but he gets down the floor so fast using it. I might have to ask the official at halftime if that's something that they just say, yeah, we're going to let all that go. Well, Tyler Gates can't let that one go. He called for a foul wrapped around Joe Shearer. Now, here's the interesting part. Six players for Harpersville each have one foul. They have one more foul than the team of Apton, but Apton has two players with two fouls. So it's not one and one. A minute 19 to go, 23-9. Harpersville leads by two touchdowns. Pass stolen by Gates, and he didn't even try. It just went into his hands. And there's a Harpersville foul. Going to give Apton the ball back. Not sure who that's on. They haven't designated that. It'll be a one and one. Oh, now we've got the answer. Colton West will become the first Hornet with more than one foul. Devin Dean will sit down, looks probably the remainder of the half. He's replaced by Matt Johnson. So everybody for Harpersville has played.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat.
The line, one.
WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
For Afton tonight, only three players have scored. Hinman with three, Westfall with five, and Joe Shearer with two. Second shot is way off the mark. And it's rebounded by Colton West. Matt Johnson brings the ball across half court. Traveling violation, John Andrews. That's the second time he's done that. The first time he got away with it. So it's Shearer, Stuhler, Westfall, Hinman, and Stevens for the red shirts of Afton. 23-10, almost stolen away. Stevens in the right corner. Double team goes to Westfall. Westfall fouled as he was actually passing to Shearer underneath the basket. That foul, I think I heard 25, Logan Dietzman. And Dietzman with two fouls will now step down, and replacing him is Silas Weckl, a senior with 2 points. Made his first shot on the radio tonight. 48 seconds to go. Westfall back at the line, 1-1. No good. Score stays 23-10. Driving in hard and putting the ball up, but missing off the back rim was John Andrews. 33 seconds to go. Shearer at the top of the key. To the left wing, Stuhler. Bounce pass to Hinman. They've got him surrounded. He cannot get a clean pass. Going up is West, off the rim, no good. Rebound Stuhler. Way up ahead is Westfall. Will he have time to get in? And he does. Foul, and the basket's good. Oh, Westfall was hoping for that pass a little sooner than that. That's a big basket for Afton, trying to not let things get too far out of hand. As Afton was down 13, they're now down by 11. Westfall misses this shot. Good rebound there by Tyler Gates. Foul in the backcourt by Kyle Hinman. That'll be his first. Not a 1-1. That's the sixth team foul on the Crimson Knights, 23-12. 8.3 seconds to go. Let's see what Harpersville does with their last possession. Right wing for Johnson, throws it up, it's good! Whoa, a buzzer beater! Matt Johnson gets the high tens and the high fives from everybody, including his coach, Sean Riley. Matt Johnson joins the scoring parade for Harpersville. As we said, coming in averaging just 33 points, they've already amassed 26, and they have taken control of this ballgame against their neighborhood rivals, the Afton Crimson Knights. Our halftime score is 26-12. Time for a Rabideau halftime report. So stick around. We've got a little bit of information for you. Not a whole lot, but we'll see what we can conjure up for our halftime show on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you.
It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, the Maravito Halftime Report brought to you by the Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. That phone number for many, many years, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Well, we had a little extended break there, so let's get right to it. I have missed, and, you know, typical for me, already missed a shot somewhere that I guess somewhere it was a three-pointer. That's all I can think of because I've got 25 of the 26 points for Harpersville. But Devin Dean does lead all scorers with 11. He had the game's first three-pointer and gave Harpersville a lead they have not relinquished. Colton West had 6 points all in the second quarter, three for Matt Johnson right before the buzzer for an exclamation point. Logan Dietzman with the basket for two. That might be the one that I'm missing. And they have 7 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and I've got 5 for 6 from the free throw line. There could be a third three-pointer in there. For Afton, boy, it was Kyle Hinman doing what he's been doing the early season, scoring early and often. He scored the game's first basket. He's been held to a free throw since then. James Westfall has the high score for Afton with 7, but he's 1 for 4 from the foul line. Joe Shearer hit a basket, but that 11-9 first quarter score quickly opened up for Harpersville, and they have taken a 26-12 lead in this ballgame. Want to congratulate, I just saw Madison Paul walk by. Madison was named for Harpersville, named All-State in volleyball for Class D. They lost in the Section 4 championship to Tioga. Boy, Tioga's had a great fall season, haven't they? But she's a junior and an outside hitter for Harpersville. They had an undefeated regular season. They won the regular season and the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. And she was voted third team New York State All-State Volleyball Squad. Congratulations to her. Also, congratulations to the Section 4 Football All-Stars for Sydney. Let's go with bigger school. Utatigo with Kellen Commenda, Luke DeJoy, Corbin Henry, Joel Van Alstein, Ryan Marzell, who's also a state championship wrestler, Tanner Winchester, Nate Wilsey, Ethan Barber, Josh Fireben. Bainbridge Guilford has Cole Webb, Mike Carlin, Dylan Moffitt, and Shane Curtin. And for Division 6, that'd be Harpersville, Andrew Kimmel, Stephen Lee, Tyler Gates, who's playing tonight, John Andrews, and Silas Weckel, and Devin Dean all playing tonight, and Sean Sweet. For Sydney, it was Billy Kozak, despite a limited season, still in the Section 4 All-Star mode. He's got a Division 1 scholarship to Erskine College in baseball. Pat Vibbard, Austin Dean, Zach Nages, Bryant Gray, and Mike Chase also with those designations. So congratulations to all of them. We're going to take another break. When we come back, it'll be the second half. I'll go figure out that scoring snafu. It's 26-12. Harpersville looking for their first win, and they are halfway home with it against Afton, 26-12. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, so if Joe Gardner, our engineer, is listening, he's doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I missed the three-pointer by Devin Dean. I didn't know it was a three-pointer. I thought it was a two, but the scoring does not lie. So I'm the one that had to eat crow, so to speak, but a three-pointer nonetheless. And actually, here's the deal. I put 11 on my scorebook after the 8 for Dean when he made the free throw. I should have circled it to make it a three-pointer. So I was kind of right but kind of wrong. So now we've got it all set. So, yes, 4 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers in that quarter, and 1 for 2, Devin Dean's free throw shooting. He is, and the team is, 5 for 6. And that is your 26 points. There, now we're all caught up. Second half, ready to go. Thank you to the Morabito folks at Morabito Energy Products, 563 Heat. 563 Heat, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. We get right back to the action. There is John Anderson for the third time tonight. He grabs the ball. His fake is one with one step, and then he goes into his drive with a second step without dribbling. two out of three times that's been called to travel. First time he got away with it. So, oh, nice pass inside. Westfall, instead of catching it, tried to dribble it. He saved it somehow, goes to Joe Scheer. I give Westfall credit. He did something wrong and made up for it in the same play. Joe Shearer's second basket. He's got 4 points. It's 26-15. Left side three-pointer. No doubt about that one. Tyler Gates with his first three-pointer of the night. 29-15. So just like the start of the game, Afton scored first with a two-pointer. Harpersville comes back with a three-pointer. That's exactly what happened. Here comes Shearer with a three that misses. Hinman from behind taps it, keeps it alive. Stuhler, not the most graceful of putbacks, but he's got to get to the line for two shots anyway. Caleb Stuhler, the 6'3 junior. Hinman doing a nice job to tap the ball to his teammate. Afton, not a good free throw quarter. First half, 2-for-6. Stuhler helps that out with his first hit there. His first point of the night. He's got two fouls. Matt Olin has two fouls for Afton. Stuhler makes a pair. Got his first 2 points of the night. 29-17 in the first minute of play. So that 14-point lead, the largest of the ball game for Harpersville, down to 12. Pass, nice pass inside. Off the left side. Oh, Deets been in and out. A beautiful, the best offensive play of the night, team-wise, or teamwork-wise. And Logan Dietzman, the recipient of a very nice pass, just misses it. Afton will stay in, trying to figure this zone out. Looks like a 1-2-2. Pass from Andrews to the left side. It's up for three. It's forced up there. But nice play, Logan Dietzman, who caught the air ball and puts it back up and in for his basket, second basket of the night, 31-17. Olin forcing it a little bit, passes it down low to Westfall, back to Olin for three. There it is. Matt Olin, his first basket of the night. He's not a scorer. He is capable of scoring, but he's not what you would consider a scorer. But that's the first three-pointer for the Crimson Knights tonight, 31-20. Andrews to the left wing. That's West. West drives baseline. Kicks it across the paint to a wide-open Tyler Gates. Basket is good. And we've got a timeout with 5:44 to go. And as usual, it's a short timeout at this time. 33-20 is our score. 5:44 left. And I probably should have gotten a hold of somebody from Sydney to text me the score, as Sydney was hosting Windsor tonight, and I don't know other games that were going on. I only brought the schedules for Afton boys and Harpersville boys, and you know, you talk about technology. I gotta just rant for a second. The technology factor should make things easier for information. If the teams don't load that information, you don't get that information. I miss the days of simply typed out schedules. Made my life so much simpler than what I've got to deal with now, but I will deal with it. Harpersville, that nice scrambling 2-2-1, making it very hard. Well, here comes Darian Heath. He is in the ball game now. Heath has pushed just into the ball game. He was he's a kid that was a JV point guard and almost did too much with the ball. And Dick Winans is trying to keep him under control. He got varsity time last year, and I think he's considered to be the point guard this year. And there's Olin, who forced it up but knew he had contact, so I think was just making sure he was in the motion of shooting. And that foul's going to go against Colton West. He's got three. He's the first player with three fouls. Olin at the line. High arching shot off the back of the rim. No good. Matt's father, Cliff, I see you across the way. He was a player and later a coach for Afton. This one also off the back of the rim. So his shots from the outside have been short most of the night. His free throws have been long. West still in there with three fouls. From the outside, Dean for three, and there's no doubt about that one. Third three-pointer of the night for Devin Dean. He's got a game-high 14, 36-20. Now the largest lead of the ball game for Harpersville, trying for their first win. Almost a 10-second violation, and that's what Coach Sean Riley was asking for them to see. Olin misses the three-pointer. On the run, Devin Dean with a rebound. Here he comes down, kicks it out to a wide-open Colton West. Bank shot is good. Well, much like his football persona, Devin Dean is an aggressive player. There's Shear, the fake, the shot, way off the mark. Batted by Westfall into the hands of Olin. His shot, a 12-footer, is good. Back to a 16-point lead for Harpersville. To be honest, I wasn't expecting quite this differential in points. Harpersville has impressed me more with the defense than the offense. There's a three-point shot. Up and good by Gates. Gates, my goodness, has two this quarter. He's got 10 points overall. The Hornets have three three-pointers in this half. Apton's offense is better than it was, but boy, Harpersville's got an answer for everything, and it's a 4:02 mark of the third quarter, 41-22, the 19-point lead for Harpersville. And one thing Sean Riley is talking with the official about is, you know, the 10-second call. It's funny, the 10-second call is for a referee is the hand gesture. He's supposed to count in the backcourt a second by flicking his wrist sort of in a sideways, putting his palm face down. There's also the game clock to deal with, and I think that's what Coach Riley was trying to discuss with the official, that the shot clock was down to 21, which would tell you they've taken 14 seconds to get the ball over. Let's see what they do on this one. They got over no problem. Oh, from behind. Westfall takes a hit from John Andrews. That's his first foul. Fourth team foul already on Harpersville. None for Apton. Olin bounce pass to Hinman. Over to Heath. Darian Heath's in the ball game. Did not play in the first half. Olin, three-pointer right side. It's good. Oh, he's catching stride. 2 3-pointers in this quarter and 8 points in this quarter overall. But Harpersville's got some answers themselves. 41-25. Three-pointer Andrews. It's off the back of the rim. Goes for the rebound. It's batted up. He does get it on the second try. And then it's out of bounds. Knocked away by Heath. All right. So Gates will inbound it. Three-pointer for Devin Dean. Spins out. Tap up by West. Thought it was in, but it isn't. Oh, Devin Dean takes care of it. 16 points for Dean. I don't have the stats from the Windsor game, but I can tell you that this is Devin Dean has a 18-point game already in this season against Stanford. He's already at 16, and we're just past the midway mark of the third quarter. Down to the three-minute mark, speaking of, in the third period, 43-25. The zone defense is allowing for three-point shots. There's one by Gates. It's good! Oh, my! Talk about making me sound good. The zone defense letting them shoot the threes, and they are tearing it up. One, two, three, four, five, three, no, four three-pointers in this half. In this quarter, rather, for Harpersville, as they extend their lead to 21. Apton has already more than doubled their score just in this quarter. They had 12 at the half. They've got 25. Harpersville had 26. They've already put 20 on the board. So the offense is kicking in, and this is already Harpersville's highest scoring game of the season. They lost to Stanford 56-42. So this is their bonanza of points. Coming up tomorrow, our first look at the girls' side when the Green Lady Trojans come in to Sydney to place their sneakers on the court against the Sydney Lady Warriors. Coach Brad Aldrich has a pretty good working lineup. Lost to Johnson City in their first game handily, but almost beat them. Lost in overtime the second time when they hosted them last week. So hopefully they're getting the improvement going for the MAC season. They'll take Green on tomorrow. There's Olin for another three, but it's off the mark. Hinman taps it out, but it's tapped to West. West gets by Olin. He comes in on a one-on-two, lays it up, and can't make it. Dean times the rebound, and then he not only does that, but he brings it back out to the top of the key. So he and Andrews are out there. Bounce pass, high post. West, bank shot is good. Colton West, the old-fashioned pivot and go. 10 points for West. Stuhler and Olin and Hinman and Shearer and Westfall. Olin at the top of the key. Olin, shot blocked by West. They'll keep it alive. It's to Hinman. Hinman to the right side. Shearer sets up for 16-footer, and it's good. Joe Shearer with two baskets in this quarter. 48-27. 21-point lead for the Hornets. Dean to the left side for Weckel. Weckel to Dean, drives in, forces it a bit, but he does get the bump. And he'll get two at the line. That'll be James Westfall with his first foul. First foul also on the Crimson Knights in this half. 1 minute, 30 seconds to go in a quick third quarter. 48-27, Harpersville. Second shot. Two times off the rim, no good. Dean is 5 for 6 before that shot. So Andrews comes to the bench. Shot in and out. Tap back up and in by Colton West. Talk about your good timing. He's replaced in there by Tyler Graham, and they have to reassign the defense on the zone. Olin to the high post. Westfall give and go to Olin. Soft jump shot, good. Olin with 10 points in this quarter. But it's not enough. 50-29 is the score. Hinman held in check tonight. Just 3 points. Tyler Graham bottled up, passed it. Hang on. Did somebody call time? Apparently they did. 51.4 seconds to go. Let's step away. I've talked through three timeouts. Let's take a break. 50-29. Harpersville in complete control tonight. Late third quarter action, live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
I mentioned the game tomorrow night, Green at Sydney Girls. The same Afton boys team will be hosting Bainbridge-Guilford on Thursday. And then Green and Sydney boys on Friday. All games roughly 7:15. Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, 7:30 tip-off time. It's all stage depending on the JV games. All right, the inbounds pass for Harpersville. They got Devin Dean out there, and he is leading all scores with 16. Tyler Gates chipping in with 13. Ball shot and miss here with a rebound for Afton. Trying not to let things get too far away. And Tyler Gates with 13 points all in this quarter. From the left side, Stuhler, yes, three-pointer from the corner. He's got 5. Good offensive quarter for Afton, but even better for Harpersville. Back to an 18-point game, 50-32. West drives into the key. Oh, might have gotten away with a double dribble there. There's a shot by Tyler Graham off the front of the rim. Missed. Nobody gets it for a couple of seconds. And then Olin gets it. 3 seconds to go. Inside, Hinman blocked. And that'll do it. That soft buzzer sounds. 50-32. What a wild third quarter that was. A total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers in that quarter. And hopefully I've counted them all correctly. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Afton had possession to start the quarter, missed on their try, and the ball's in Harpersville's zone. It's missed on the corner shot by Tyler Gates. In transition comes Stuhler, miss it from behind as Hinman to keep the ball alive. It's on the floor now. Stuhler had it. Shearer had it. And finally, the fist goes up in the air by the lead official, and that means a foul. There's a hold on number 23, and that's Tyler Gates, and that's his third for Hornets. Already five fouls for Harpersville. The inbounds pass, Stuhler, another three-pointer, missed it. On the opposite side, though, Caleb Stevens into the ball game now for Coach Dick Winans' team. He caught the air ball on the long side and was startled to catch it and then put it up and was fouled on the putback. That foul's going to be on John Andrews. So Stevens at the line, misses. There were 43 points scored in the third quarter. There were 38 points scored in the first half. Talk about putting it in perspective. Missed the shot. Inside. Oh, Hinman. They're going to say he wasn't shooting, maybe? Oh, okay. He was showing how his arm got hit. I don't know who he was showing it to, but Hinman's at the line, and that is the second foul on Silas Weckel. Already 17 fouls. And Hinman, who has not gotten a shot off in over two quarters, makes the free throw. Just 4 points for the sophomore. Second shot, a little bit short. Ball kept alive, but not quite by Afton. Good hustle by Colton West, who's going against the double team. He's in the corner. Oh, boy. Nice bounce pass to Weckel. Weckel to Dean. Drives in hard. Draws the foul on Kyle Hinman. It'll be Hinman's second. 50-33. It's as close as Afton has been since early in the third quarter. They trail at the half by 14. Got it to 12. And then they trail by as much as 23 points. So that foul is on Matt Olin, by the way. That's his third. Dean misses the first free throw. misses the fourth, misses the second free throw. It's four misses in a row after a 5-for-6 start. So he's 5-for-10. Score stays at, and Olin gets, my goodness, he got another foul. That's been commonplace. Every time I've done an Afton game, Matt keeps getting fouls in bunches. There's a three-point bomb put up there by Tyler Graham. It misses. Shear with a rebound off to Olin. Pass right back in front of the official. Shear sets up for three, and it's short. Olin gets the rebound. He's going to go up and scores it. Nice play, Matt Olin, playing with four fouls. He's got 12 second-half points. And Harpersville's going to sub in before much more can be done there by the before the inbounds. Mitch Livermore comes into the ballgame, replacing Tyler Graham. Let's see, Afton, or Harpersville, rather, has Colton West, Devin Dean, Mitch Livermore, John Andrews, and way up is Logan Dietzman, wide open, and he'll get the press break basket. Logan Dietzman with his third hoop of the night. Good presence of mind by Devin Dean to get the ball up there that quickly. Owens, three-point shot, spins out. He's fouled on the shot. He probably will get, no, he's gonna. They're going to say two. I know it was close. And that foul is going to go on Dietzman, who picks up his third. So now foul trouble is becoming a bit of a factor. Matt Owen at the line, he's got four fouls. He's at the line to shoot two. Logan Dietzman with three fouls. Olin gets a kind bounce and roll. And in between, looks like it's a timeout. So 6:11 to go in the ball game. 16 points is the differential. Afton still trying to climb back. They've made up seven so far since the 23-point deficit. 52-36, 6:11 to go. Harpersville leading. It's a Mac Boys debut. Live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Afton putting their 2-0 mark on the line against the 0-3 Harpersville Hornets. So far, Harpersville's looking like they want to get their first win in the books. Olin misses the second of two free throws. He made the first one before the timeout. Score stays 52-36. Hornets led by 14 at halftime. They now lead by 16, but they've led by as much as 23, and there's an offensive foul. Westfall continues to take some abuse on that body. He's a wiry guy, and it seems contact always seems to find him, or he always seems to find contact. If people can remember this last year, and I don't remember a whole lot about last year game by game, a game I believe I did, I don't think it was with Sydney, I think it was with Harpersville, he suffered a concussion, and he had to sit out a couple of games. So this guy is just known for taking the hit. And he's going to sit down. He's a senior this year. The foul will be on Devin Dean, his second. Got to start thinking about who we're going to have for our awards. Shear comes all the way back, has to pass the ball into Caleb Stevens, and now Matt Olin has the ball. Under 6 minutes to go. Shear back to Olin. Olin fakes the shot, passes to the left, down low for Stuhler, right back to Olin. Oh, he has got to leap to get it. Olin for three. It's short. And Shear's going to try to save it. And he does. And he winds up. No, Stuhler gets the ball. Stuhler's going to be fouled by John Andrews. But Joe Shear made that play possible. Olin forced the shot. There's no question about that. Shearer came in from the weak side and sprinted to get a save, which he did underneath his own basket. It ricocheted off a Harpersville player into the hands of Caleb Stuhler, who's at the line now to shoot two, and he misses the first one. One of the things hurting the Afton comeback as Gates replaces Andrews in the Harpersville lineup is free throws. And as I say that, he makes one. Harpersville, or Afton in this quarter, 3-for-8. Overall, 7-for-18. If they made just 7 more free throws, they'd be down by 8, not by 15. There's a shot up and in by West. He's got that other sidewinder going for him. All into the left wing. Oh, a hard pass by Stevens, so hard that Hinman could not get it. And Afton will call the timeout. It looks like a full timeout. We'll take another break. 5:10 left in this ballgame. Harpersville 54, Afton 37. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball Season Debut on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey at Harpersville. Season debut of the 13-14 season. Colton West, another inside shot. This one a little more conventional. They did a nice press break. 16 points now for Colton West. Olin, a fadeaway shot just off the rim. Wasn't a bad shot at all. It appeared forced at first, but he took that extra second to check in with his line of sight, and he almost made that shot. There's another shot inside by Colton West. The old pivot and run, and I mean, I said that twice now, but it's such a throwback to see him do that because he's not that tall. Hinman fires one up, finally, no good. They have kept Kyle Hinman in check, to say the least. 24 and 18 points in his first two games. There's a steal by Stuhler. He's going to go up the left side. Oh, that's a contortion of the body I don't even want to think about. But there's going to be a body foul, no question about it. That'll go on Andrews. That'll be 4 on John Andrews. One of many players on the floor tonight that's all-star, Section 4 football all-star. And just thinking ahead that these two guys these two teams are going to be facing each other. Or instead of facing each other, ooh, Stuhler gets it to lean in and make the shot, free throw. They're going to be, those that are still around next year, will be football teammates. So Matt Owen sits down. Replaced by number 15, his first time in there. That's Ben Shear. This time, Stuhler's shot leans on the rim and falls out. Ben Shear passes back to Stevens. Now three-pointer for Stuhler, way off the mark. causes Devin Dean to lose the basketball. It ricocheted off that backboard mighty hard. 58-38. Harpersville, 3:48 from winning their first. Bank shot up and in by number 15, Ben Shearer. To say that that was unplanned is an understatement, but it looked darn good from here. Colton's going to go in again. Colton West, but he's blocked before he can get the shot off. We'll have an NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. We'll have a Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award and the new Echo Brand All-Purpose. I am very fond of that kind of an award. West way back, almost to backcourt, but that's why I said almost. They still got the possession. Tyler Gates, 13 points in the third quarter alone. And there is Dean muscling in, and he'll draw the foul. He's driving on the right side. Put the shoulder down a little bit. Foul will be on Caleb Stuhler, the junior for Afton. That's his third. Doesn't look like anybody's going to foul out of this ball game. Shot up for Dean. It's up and good. Good athlete, this Devin Dean. He's been a varsity player, I think, since his freshman year. And he's still only a junior. So there's been a timeout asked for. And well, I'll just stay right here. 3 minutes, 23 seconds to go. It is a full timeout. I mentioned the Section 4 All-Stars. So I want to mention or congratulate. We talked about Madison Paul being an All-State in soccer, third team volleyball. I'm sorry, not soccer, but volleyball. Harpersville does not play soccer. I do want to congratulate Miranda Drummond, somebody I've been seeing play for three seasons now, twice in the state championship game, named All-State this past year in basketball. She is going to St. Bonaventure, a scholarship commitment to Jim Crowley, the coach of St. Bonaventure, is a Windsor High School graduate. I met him over the phone when Courtney Manley of Bainbridge Guilford wanted to play there, and then did play there. And Jim was the assistant at that time. He took over the assistantship just a few years later and has constantly been looking at Section 4 talent. He got Stephanie Collins to come there, who's now on the French national team. He got Mariah Ruff, who's at Oneonta, to be Miranda Drummond's teammate, Section 4. All-state players, Drummond and Ruff, will play for St. Bonaventure next year. There's a shot missed. And again, number 15, it's Ben Shearer making the most of his playing time. He's got two shots. He's got 5 points. I don't remember who took that shot. I think it was Great Gates. Or no, it was Dean. Had to have been Dean. He was the one that drove for the lane. Devin Dean with 17 points. Second on the team now to Colton West with 18. After now playing man-to-man defense, they match up and Matt Owen is back into the ballgame. Dean, uncharacteristically, stops dribbling after half court. 59-43. There's a hold. That's going to be the seventh team foul and force the 1-1. Foul will be on Ben Shearer. Well, good news for Afton. James Westfall comes back in. I was wondering if he was going to come back in, and he did. He'll replace Hunter Vernon, who was just in the ballgame briefly. Shot up and good for John Andrews. That's his first, unofficially, I'll say, first point of the ballgame. And he's made two clean free throws. 61-43. So Harpersville's bent but has not broken. They led by as much as 23. There's a bad pass by Olin, picked off by Dean. And that's going to be all for Matt Olin. He fouls out as he reached in to try to get that ball back after the bad pass. Matt Olin will sit down, but he did put a good second half of scoring together. He'll finish with 13 points. He had 2 3-pointers. And 1 for 4 from the foul line. Kind of like this scorebook because it's got the twos, the threes, the free throws, and the attempts all in the right places for me. Shot by Dean, no good. That was on a 1-1. He started out 4 for 4 and 5 for 6 from the line. He's 1 for the second half, 1 for 7. Steal in the backcourt by number 4, Colton West. All right, Sean Riley's got to be very pleased with his team's effort tonight. Before the game, the only thing he would admit to is we just have not gotten an offense going. Well, they have tonight. Dean shoots and scores the three-pointer. He takes team high honors back. I have not seen this many three-pointers in a season debut ever. Pass is knocked away by Andrews, picked up by Dean. Dean's going to be fouled in the backcourt. 2:09 left in this game, 64-43. The lead back up into the 20s. Matt Johnson, who ended the first half with a three-pointer, he's back in the ballgame. Looks like guys are going to be resting now. Dietzman's out, and Tyler Gates is out. Back in is Silas Weckel. Shot missed by Dean. 64-43. Steal again by Dean. Dean's going to go up and lay it in. No good. Oh, Colton West, he might be hurt. Hopefully not. No, he springs back up. Good thing. He timed that leap on the miss by Dean. But he came down a little funny. And it didn't look good, but I guess he wasn't hurt, so... Looks like Dick Winans is going to sit James Westfall back down and Joe Shearer down. I think they're done for the night. Ben Shearer's still in there. Shane McGovern, a 5'9 junior, is in there, number 33. Number 35 is Dallas Ellis, 6-foot junior. Cross-court pass to Caleb Stuhler. He's one of the starters. He jump stop, goes up, misses, but he's fouled. That foul looks like it's going to go on Colton West. Nope, make that number 34, not number 4. So that's Weckel's third foul. Shot by Stuhler. He's been at the line a bunch of times in the second half. 2, 4, 6. This will be his 8th shot. He's 4 for 7. He's 5 for 8. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 64-44. We're down to a minute 35 to go. Johnson passes to the left side for Silas Weckel. Now to Colton West. He's going to drive in again. The no-look pass out to teammate number 11, Mitch Livermore, who misses. The rebound coming down. Ben Shearer has the ball on the right wing. Back. They work it around. Hinman, three-pointer air ball. Kyle Hinman has certainly been a struggling basketball player tonight, and a lot of it has to do with the defense of Coach Sean Riley's Harpersville Hornets. The zone has worked tonight. Inside, Colton West, a little too energetic, and the ball bounces off the backboard. Some more clearing of the bench for Dick Winans. 32 is in there, Hunter Vernon. 41 is Tyler Burns, a 6'4 junior. So Dallas Ellis has the basketball for Afton. Down to 51 seconds. Pass batted again and stolen by John Andrews. The hard part for Coach Riley is he's played everybody, so he's not really emptying a bench. Tyler Graham, a fall-away three-pointer, missed it. He did the flop. 64-44, though. more than 20 points more than their highest score. Oh, there's a three-point attempt that slips off the hands of Ellis. 21 seconds to go. And Matt Johnson has the ball for Harpersville on the outside. Gets around the double team. Ball is loose. 6 seconds to go. Looks like that's going to do it. 64-44. And, yes, out of bounds it was. And I think we're good. Yep. Final score. Harpersville with their first win by a convincing 20 points. 64-44. That's Afton's first loss. But more importantly for both teams, it's a Mid-State Athletic Conference ball game. So Harpersville 1-0, Afton 0-1 in that part of the record, and the Hornets sweep after the JVs win by 5 tonight, 49-44. Let me take a chance to total all these up. We'll come back with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, the Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and the new Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Looks like Harpersville is going to be taking home some hardware tonight. So stick around, live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the post-game show on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right. Here I am thinking I have all this extra time. And it just goes more quickly than ever, even though I've got 30 extra seconds for the extra sponsors. And I think I was concerned at the point that I missed. I have an extra point somewhere along the way. So that's just... I guess my season debut is not the smoothest tool in the shed. No, the sharpest tool in the shed. That's right. Anyway, no doubt about the winner of this game, though, tonight. It was from the second basket of the ball game. It was a Harpersville lead, and they never relinquished it. So our post-game show on WCDO brought to you by Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award-winning sponsorship. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. By NBT Bank, our outstanding offense award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And we welcome Echo Brands, our all-purpose award sponsor. Echo Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this entire season. And they remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. And that is so true. Nice to see people out tonight for a game between two rivals, but two teams that are next to each other geographically, and two schools that will combine their efforts for football next season. Athens has not had a football program to speak of. They hooked up with Bainbridge Guilford for a number of years, and then that sort of wilted away. Now they get to join up with Harpersville And hopefully that continues as Harpersville's program gets going, or has been going quite well the last several years, and hopefully can strengthen that. But let's see, for the Afton team, well, I mean, it started out the way I thought it would. Kyle Hinman scoring the first basket of the ball game in fine style. That was the only good look he got the entire night. And so that credits the Harpersville zone defense. They had a couple of different zone defenses going, and give them all the credit in the world. They mixed it up a little bit. They had some 2-2-1 full court. They had some trapping going on, and they took advantage of the lack of true ball handler for the Afton Crimson Knights. And they just put the pedal to the metal in that third quarter, putting up 24 big ones. So I don't have the totals yet on their three-pointers. We'll get that as we go. For the Afton Crimson Knights, Caleb Stevens was 0 for 2 from the line, 0 points. James Westfall, good to see him come back in the ball game after getting knocked down. He finishes with 7 first-half points. He was 1 for 4 from the line. Ben Shearer had a 2 and a 3 for 5 points. I'm thinking maybe that first three-pointer was not, or that first shot was not a three-pointer, but we'll see how it goes. Joe Shearer had 3 baskets for 6. Matt Olin fouled out, but he had a good second half. He had 3 two-pointers. He had a couple of threes, 1 for 4 from the line, finished with 13 all in the second half. Hinman, as we said, handled pretty well by the Harpersville defense, finished 2 for 4 from the line. And that first basket of the game, 4 points. Caleb Stuhler had no two-pointers. He had 1 three-pointer, was 5 for 8 from the line. He finishes with 8. So the totals I have are 11 two-pointers. That's 22. 4 three-pointers, which makes 36. And I know they made 9 free throws in 22 tries. That would be 45. So I think I'm going to take away the Ben Shearer three-pointer, and we'll make that 4 points for him. Unofficially, of course, and finishing 44 for the total. Afton's big quarter was the third quarter when they finished with 19 points, gave them 31. But as hot as they were with 19 in the third quarter, oh, Mr. Delpaz, thank you very much. Let me see if I got that right. Shearer, no, he did have a 3 and a 2. Westfall with 7. Matt Oliver with Olin with 13. Yes, I got that. Caleb Stuhler with 8. Hinman with 4. I somehow got all of that. Westfall? Oh, Shearer had a three-point. Ah, that could be where it is. Okay, so it looks like Joe Shearer had a three-pointer in there. Well, this is live radio. We're not in any hurry, are we? 7 points there, 13. 10 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers. Okay, so you take one away and add one. They were 9 for 22 of that I had right. Okay, 44 points. All right, for the Harpersville Hornets, let's go to work there. Devin Dean, we're gonna cheat and use Mr. Delphi as this thing. Devin Dean with 18 points. He had 4 three-pointers. He was the solid offensive threat. Colton West doing a lot of damage inside with drives to the basket, 18 points off in the two-point land. John Anders came in. He played most of the game, but he had only the 2 points, but he got a ton of rebounds. Tyler Gates with 15 points. Gates with 3 three-pointers, 3 two-pointers, did not go to the line. Logan Dietzman had 3 baskets for 6. Silas Weckel hit his first shot of the game. He finishes with 2. So West and Dean with 18 points apiece. And Dean's could have been more, but he was just 6 for 14 from the free throw line. So overall, they were 16 two-pointers, a very good 8 three-pointers, but they were 8 for 16 from the line. And 64 points. So thank you very much, Mr. D. All right, we got it, sir. Thank you very much. Boy, oh boy, it's nice to be accurate. So for the MVT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, I will go with Colton West. Colton West was an outstanding offensive player tonight. Got off to a slow start, and every time Afton was trying to make a run in the third quarter, Colton West seemed to have an answer, and he had 12 of his 18 in the second half. So he will win our Outstanding Offense Award. Colton West, 6'1", senior, wearing number 4 on the defense. We are going to go with number 22, John Andrews. Andrews in there. just the 2 points, and there's no doubt defense was his mantra tonight, and he was one of the ones that had to stick close to Tyler or to Kyle Hinman, and he did exactly that. He held a guy that was averaging over 20 points a game to just 4 tonight. So John Anders will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Colton West, our Mang Insurance Outstanding Offense Award, and that leaves the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, and there's no doubt about it. The guy was a bulldozer on offense and just always seemed to have the feather touch from the outside. Devin Dean, 18 points, will be our All-Purpose Award winner. Devin with 18, West with 18, 36 there, almost enough to match Afton's 44. And, boy, for a team that came in 0-3, I wasn't sure what to expect. They surprised the heck out of me and impressed the heck out of me. Zone defenses work tonight to a T for Coach Sean Riley, and he's got to be mighty pleased as they go into the rest of the season. We'll see Afton again on Thursday night. They'll host the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. That'll be a Thursday night game. We'll have that on for you at 7:30. And for Harpersville, they now wait till Friday when they are at the Deposit Lumberjacks. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Our season's debut, not too many glitches, only from the mouth of this announcer, but hey, used to that, right? But I'm trying to remember. Started in 86-87, took a couple of years off with Chris Capello filling in for me in basketball, but did fill-ins every so often. So just about 27 seasons of doing live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCO, and have enjoyed every moment of it. I will thank Mr. Joe Gardner back at the station for running things as smooth as could be expected with everything going on tonight, and we just wish everybody has a safe trip home. Oh, and I did want to say, before I was told that in addition to local listeners and people logging on, came a first for me. Haymarket, Virginia. So, hey, Haymarket, Virginia, thanks for tuning in. Are you somebody, I know you were supporting Harpersville, I'm wondering if you were one who, maybe I did your games when you were in high school. Chances are, I did. That'd be neat. I'd really love to find out people that I did their games back when they were in high school, where they are now, and where they're logging in from. And you can do the same thing. It's WCDO Sports On Demand. Any game that we've done up to this point for the last couple of years is on the website, WCDOsports.com. Thanks to everybody here at Harpersville. Travel safe, as I said. Our next game tomorrow night from Sydney, when the Green Lady Trojans take on the Lady Warriors of Sydney. Game time at 7:30, and we'll be on the air with a Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 7:15. For everybody at WCDO Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.